In this country, there are five undefeated teams in major college football, but only two of them will meet in the so-called national championship. As determined by the Bowl Championship Series, Oklahoma and the University of Southern California will meet in the Orange Bowl on January 4th. The winner of that game will be declared national champion. One ritual of the holiday season is critiquing this system, a ritual in which commentator Frank DeFord is happy to join.
Now, here's the way it works. Teams start practicing in August and play a regular schedule into November, whereupon 56 of them suddenly stop playing for a month or more, then play one more game. Imagine baseball taking a break after the regular season, then playing the World Series over Thanksgiving. But it's hunky-dory in college football because these made-for-TV shows are certified as bowl games. Eight of the teams, based on a complicated formula rife with so much temptation that figure skating judges seem to be, by comparison, exactly like what Diogenes was looking for. Eight teams are then selected to play in what is called the Bowl Championship Series, even though it is not a series and it is not a championship. But these eight teams make oodles of money, and the chosen two are supposed to be playing for the national title, even though this is invariably open to question, as it is again this year. As you can see, this is indisputably the most asinine situation in American sport. Every sensible person says, hey, instead of having 56 teams play postseason games willy-nilly, why don't we have the best four or maybe even eight teams stop practicing for a month and engage in a playoff so we can come up with the real champion? After all, as Little Abner used to say, it's a natural fact that playoffs are held in virtually every other college sport, including, by the by, football in the lesser divisions. But college presidents, in their wisdom, maintain that we can't have a playoff in big-time college football because it would keep the so-called student-athletes away from their classes. Why this doesn't seem to be an issue with basketball student-athletes and lacrosse student-athletes and all the other division football student-athletes is never explained by the wise presidents. If the rationale is goofy, however, the process is dubious, if not scandalous. Various computer statistics are merged with two polls to determine who makes the big money games. The AP polls 65 writers, ESPN USA Today polls 61 coaches. The coaches refuse to let their ballots be made public, which is not surprising, since many of them have a vested financial interest in whether teams from their conference get selected. But the writers, too, are subjected to pressure, even harassment. Then all these suspect votes are mixed with arcane computer figures to come up with a final mysterious tabulation. It's a travesty. Oliver Cromwell was something of a bore and a horrible scold, but he must have been thinking about college football when so very wisely he said, "A few honest men are better than numbers."
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord. He is a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated and the only person who could possibly inform us that they played American football in England in the 1600s. Frank joins us each Wednesday for member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.